Vietnam spots possible wreckage from Malaysian plane. Vietnamese searchers on Sunday spotted possible aircraft debris after combing the sea for nearly 48 hours in the hunt for a Malaysian passenger jet that vanished with 239 people aboard, officials said. The discovery, which could confirm the worst fears of anguished relatives, came after Malaysia's government launched a terror probe into the Boeing 777's disappearance, investigating suspect passengers who boarded with stolen passports. We received information from a Vietnamese plane saying that they found two broken objects, which seem like those of an aircraft, located about 50 miles or 80 kilometers to the southwest of Tho Chu Island, said an official from Vietnam's National Committee for Search and Rescue, who did not want to be named. The island is part of a small archipelago off the southwestern tip of Vietnam and lies northeast of Malaysia's capital Kuala Lumpur, from where Malaysian Airlines Flight MH370 left early Saturday, bound for Beijing. As it is night, they cannot fish them out for proper identification. They have located the position of the areas and flown back to land, the Vietnamese official added. Planes and boats would be sent back to the area Monday to investigate further, he said. Two large oil slicks, which authorities suspect were caused by jet fuel, were detected late Saturday further south of the island chain and observed later by an AFP journalist aboard a Vietnamese spotter plane. Both MAS and Malaysia's Civil Aviation Authority, however, said they had no new information to offer after the apparent Vietnamese discovery. The plane, captained by a veteran MAS pilot, had relayed no indications of distress, and weather at the time was said to be stable. A total of 40 ships and 34 aircraft from an array of Southeast Asian countries, China, and the U.S. have been involved in the search, with two Australian surveillance aircraft due to join in. Earlier, Malaysian military radar indicated the missing aircraft might have turned back before vanishing. There is a distinct possibility the airplane did a turn back, deviating from the course, said Malaysia's Air Force Chief General Rodzali Daud, citing radar data. But MAS Chief Executive Ahmad Yuhari Yahya said the Boeing 777 systems would have set off alarm bells in that case. When there is an air turnback, the pilot would be unable to proceed as planned, he said, adding authorities were quite puzzled over the situation. After it emerged that two people boarded the flight with stolen European passports, Malaysia's transport minister, Hishamuddin Hussein, said he was looking at four suspect passengers in all. He said authorities were examining CCTV footage of the two with fake passports. We have managed to get visuals of them, he said, adding that Malaysia was liaising with other countries' intelligence agencies on the findings. He gave no more details. Two European names, Christian Kozo, an Austrian, and Luigi Maraldi of Italy, were listed on the passenger manifest. But neither man boarded the plane, officials said. Both had their passports stolen in Thailand over the past 2 years. Thai police said Sunday they were investigating a possible passport racket as flight information seen by AFP gave new details about bookings made in Thailand with the two stolen European passports. The tickets booked in Maraldi and Kozel's names were made on March 6, 2014, and issued in the Thai city of Pattaya, a popular beach resort south of Bangkok.